It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
It is vacation time for Homer because it's the Jason Wilde, Brian Bulaga segment. Brian Bulaga in studio. And since he was not available to Jason Wilde for Wilde and Tausch, take it away, Jason.
Jason, how are you?
I'm great, Brian. We're at the Tundra Trio. All kinds of fun stuff happening on the eve of the NFL draft, but not quite as fun as it would be if you were here. But I'm glad you're with Homer, and I look forward to seeing you live and in person tomorrow.
Yes, I'm sorry I missed. I was in air today and traveling.
Well, I know you and Rodgers. I know you and Aaron Rodgers share that private jet.
Oh yeah.
So I know. Yeah. I know that you know you only get it every so often, and I know he was unhappy having to go on his own dime across the country to New York. But at least it allowed you to then use the jet to get down from Florida up here to Wisconsin.
Yes,
so it worked out well.
Very comfortable.
So, Jason,
ride.
Do you think Brian flies first class or gets exit rows or just is 100% normal?
Do you already have the answer to this?
I don't. I don't know the answer. He'll give us the answer after you guess.
It's a great question. I love it. So here's what I think of Brian Bulaga. I think Brian Bulaga, despite God having made him more athletic and bigger and stronger than most normal humans, is still one of us. You know, grew up in the Chicagoland area, you know, normal guy, bigger guy, so definitely does not want to just get crammed into the economy seats.
Yeah,
for
I'm
sure.
Thinking exit row. I don't know how much those cost.
I'm thinking he's an exit row guy. And if he gets the upgrade, if he gets the bump up to first class, he's in. But I also think he's probably cheap. So I'm predicting he doesn't pay for the first class.
That's very, very smart. I always do that, then look for the upgrade. I always go for the upgrade. I always look for it.
Do I know my guy?
Did a nice job. Well, since what exactly then is the upgrade?
It's just...
So you go to the gate and you have a regular seat.
Yep. And then if they're available, because my trip to Scotland last year, I have so many points now. So I have some with Delta, I have, you know, the miles. So if there's available.
And the upgrade plus your normal seat is still way less.
Oh, it's like they added for like $75. And it's like, okay.
Right.
Like,
whereas first class would be 300 more.
It'd be way more.
Yes,
yeah.
I got it. I'll have to look at upgrade.
That's the way
I'm
I like
so
to.
So cheap, I don't look at upgrade.
So correct. If that's the way I can do it, and especially the exit. You're right, Jason. I can't go if I have to, like, cram in between people. It's a rough flight for me. I will say that it's tough.
So when you and Abby travel with the kids,
yep.
What's the challenge there? Like when, you know, I'm not a tall athletic guy. I mean, I could lose some pounds, but I can still fit in the, you know, the basic or the comfort section. We sit the four of us together, but like, I know that if some knucklehead in front of me decides to recline his seat, I'm uncomfortable and I'm not 6'5". I don't know what you weigh nowadays, but like, that's a tough deal. So what do you do when you travel with Abby and the kids?
Yeah, so we obviously try to get exit row or Delta comfort area up there, and then we go two and two. I take a kid, she takes a kid, and then we just try to do, we each have an aisle. I have an aisle, she has an aisle, and then the kids sit next to us. Then we just try to make that work. And we just, if someone reclines back by me, then I switch with Abby or one of the kids. And then they have to deal with it, not me.
Exactly. Declan, come here. This guy's at reclining. You're going to have to sit here now.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure they get it.
Yeah. They're understanding.
All right. Now you're there, Jason. Tell us, what's it like? I've tried to tell people to go. Somebody I was at today said, I said, it's like there's a Martian in Green Bay. You have to go. You just have to figure out the time you go if you just want to drive around or where there aren't too many people and it's not hard to get in. Jason, can you give people any tips?
Yeah, so a couple things. I mean, first of all, as someone who lives in Green Bay, you know, there has been a lot of, I don't want to say doomsday scenario because it's not negative, but it's just, oh my gosh, it's going to be so hard to get around. And like the girls, their previous gym that they were at for gymnastics closed for the week, even though it's nowhere near Lambeau Field. And it prompted us to change gyms, which has been a great blessing. The girls are so much more appreciated. They love it there. And they weren't going to compete in the regionals, which are being held in Madison this weekend. So they were told ahead of time they couldn't even compete because they were closing the gym. So the girls qualified for regionals at the state meet a couple weeks ago, and they're headed to Madison. But my point is that they made it sound, and a lot of people thought this, that it was going to be such a crush of humanity in Green Bay that the entire week, and the girls are off of school tomorrow and Friday.
Jeez.
Because of the number of people that they were talking about. I can tell you right now that it's far below, far, far, far below a game day. Like there's a bunch of fences up and we see they're still, the NFL people are still finishing setting up. It's crazy. I mean, I know they know what they're doing. They put on Super Bowls and international games and drafts in a bunch of different cities. But it does feel a little bit like they're running the two-minute drill here to try and get everything done before tomorrow night. But maybe they have three timeouts. They got Aaron Rodgers running it, and they're going to be fine. I will say there's not a lot of people milling about just the campus area right now. I'll be curious to see when it starts to get busy. You know, we're going to be here tomorrow. Tausch and I are doing the show from the Tundra Trio. I'm curious to see if we see more and more and more people starting tomorrow morning and then through the afternoon leading into the draft on Thursday night. Now, I will say this. If I were a Milwaukeean, having been born and raised in Milwaukee, or if I was in the Madison area, having gone to school there and lived there for quite a while, I personally would come up on Saturday. I don't know how much people care about the actual picks. Obviously, those you can take in and enjoy from the comfort of your own living room or wherever you want to watch it from. But the carnival atmosphere that will be here for the weekend, I'm guessing that it would Saturday, if you're bringing your kids, it's going to be very family-friendly. That is one of the things that's important to the NFL for this show being on the road. So I would think, if you can take the day off on Friday and take the kids out of school and come on Friday, fine. But otherwise, I think Saturday looks like a really good day to bring your family and take the sights and sounds in.
Yeah. Is the whole stage and setup, does it look pretty cool?
So the stage, and obviously you played in this stadium for a long time. So for fans that are familiar-ish with the Lambeau area from coming to games up here, if you think about where the Resch Expo Center is and the Don Hutson Center and the Resch Arena where the basketball teams play, that's all across Oneida Street. So they have built the stage on Oneida Street and then going into the Lambeau Field parking lot. Oh. And the stage itself is actually on Oneida Street facing Lambeau. And so when you're watching it on TV, you're going to see players, when they get picked, kind of come from the green room, and they'll be coming down this long hallway. And then when they come out, I'm guessing the camera person will be behind them. And from behind, you will see them approaching Roger Goodell. And then in the background, you will see Lambeau Field.
Oh.
And so that's kind of the lay of the land. And then obviously the fans are all in that theater that they built. Like there was nothing there. And once the circus leaves town, that street will reopen eventually and it'll be gone. So it's pretty wild. I mean, I saw this earlier today too. They built like a temporary, like supper club style, dive bar restaurant that's just freestanding inside Lambeau, for
wow.
folks to go to. So it is again, the NFL knows what they're doing. They've done this so many times now. They conjure stuff basically up out of thin air. So, if you're on the fence of coming up
Saturday,
you're gonna have to deal with people no matter what, right? If you don't like crowds, then this is probably not for you. Right now, though, there's a lot of construction going on. There's a lot of movement, but there's not a lot of people today. So there's not a lot of energy and excitement.
All right, Jason, thank you. Tim Van Vorn is next. See you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Tim Van Voren, Fox 6 Sports. Next.